Hello, I'm Amanda Goldston of www.learntarotonline.com. Here are the sample readings for the fourth exercise, which goes with the Suit of Swords. So these are the Celtic Cross readings, first of all, one for a business situation or a work situation, and the other one for a personal situation. Again, as before, I would suggest to you, if you take the cards out, lay them all out as I'm going to explain to you how to do, in the Celtic Cross positions, and try and interpret them yourself. So look at the pictures, look at the colours, what's going on, what you can see, the symbols, and try and interpret them for yourself before you listen to the rest of this audio with my suggested readings on them. These readings go with the swords. So we've now covered the major arcana, the cups, the wands, and now the swords. So we've got virtually all of the deck of cards to work with. So take all of those cards and lay them out in the Celtic Cross position as follows. In position one, which is you, put the Ten of Swords. Crossing that in position two is the High Priestess. Below that in position three, which is the root of the situation, is Justice. To the left of that in position four, which is the past or just leaving, put the Three of Swords. Above that at the top, which is the first of the immediate future cards going forward, put the Eight of Cups. To the right of that, put the Four of Cups. This is the next position going forward. Then at the bottom of the vertical column, in position seven, which is Fears, put the Three of Wands. In the position above that, which is either the influences of other people or the home environment, put the Eight of Swords. Above that, in position nine, which is the Hopes and Wishes, put the Seven of Cups. And above that, in position 10, which is the outcome, put the Ace of Swords. Now, this is somebody who is asking generally about a work situation. So as before, the first thing to do is look at the balance of cards. So we've got here two major arcana cards, which is the High Priestess and the Justice. We've got four sword cards, which is the Three of Swords, the Eight of Swords, the Ace of Swords, and obviously the Ten of Swords. So there's four sword cards. We've also got three cup cards, which is the Seven of Cups, the Four of Cups, and the Eight of Cups, and one kind of lonely wand card on its own. And as before, take a look at the overall picture of what you've got there. And have a look to see, do the cards seem bright and lively, or do they all seem quite dull, quite harsh, quite sharp, maybe? And that would be my feeling with this. With the number of sword cards we've got, this is something where the whole situation would appear to be quite stressful for the person. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of head stuff, where perhaps they are trying to be logical, but maybe with the cup cards that they've got, which are also very bluey kind of cards, they are struggling with the emotions. I mean, the overall feel of this particular reading is quite challenging. When I start, I would look at the Ace of Swords, which is the outcome card. Now, that is basically saying that as an outcome, you now have to take charge of this. You kind of have to point your sword in the direction that you want to go. And there are new beginnings opening up, which is the Ace of Swords, where you're going to be able to focus, direct your will, direct your energies, and essentially be in control of the whole situation. If we come right back to the beginning here and what's going on, we've got the Ten of Swords crossed by the High Priestess in positions one and two. This would say to somebody is feeling very let down, maybe feeling like they've been stabbed in the back, maybe feeling almost as if something perhaps has come to an end, and they're in a lot of pain in every sense of the word. When this is crossed by the High Priestess, this would point towards maybe intuition, women's intuition. I think it's also pointing towards things perhaps being hidden, not being revealed, maybe things being kept secret. And when you look at the base of the situation, you've got the Justice card. And generally the Justice is pointing towards maybe something legal, something official. It's pointing towards somebody needing to have a very balanced, objective view. And this is something that's very much looking as though it's a bit lacking in this reading. In the past and just leaving, you've got arguments, which is the Three of Swords. You've got heartbreak, you've got arguments, you've got somebody very, very upset over something. Now, as we're thinking of this in terms of a work situation, this is quite a challenging situation for somebody to be in, where they're feeling let down, there seem to be secrets, there may be something official they've got to deal with, there are arguments. The first cards then going forward, you've got the Eight of Cups and the Four of Cups. The Eight of Cups is about somebody feeling like they want to walk away from something, feeling like they just want to turn their back on something, walk away, start again. Now, it may be that this is how they're feeling. It may also be that this is the actions they're going to be taking. The Four of Cups is the next card, is pointing that they really do need to take some time out. They need to take some time out really to think, to sort out the emotional pain that they might be feeling in this work situation and try and approach it from a more logical way. As we look at these, we can kind of see the, if you look at the sword pattern, for example, you've got arguments, which is the Three of Swords. You've got next to that, you've got the Ten of Swords, where somebody's feeling hurt, let down. Across pretty much in a straight line to that, you've got the Eight of Swords. And this is in the position of other people or home environment. So the person is likely to be feeling very restricted, very restrained, very held back, very constricted, maybe feeling as though they're really stuck, they're trapped, there's really nothing much that they can do, feeling quite powerless with the whole situation. And that may not be as bad as it appears on the surface, particularly with the Ace of Swords in the outcome. It looks as if that person is more than capable of taking charge. And again, if you just look at the three cup cards we've got here, we've got the Eight of Cups, which is somebody feeling like they're wanting to walk away. You've got the Four of Cups, where somebody's literally sitting under a tree, shutting out the world. And this may be something that is actually needed for them to do. Because the other card they've got, the Cups card, is the Seven of Cups. And this is about, it's confusion, there's fog, there's a lack of direction, a lack of focus, a lack of knowing what to do. This is something where I would say that person has a huge amount of strength and capability to do pretty much whatever they want to do, but they've got to be really clear on what it is they want, why they want it, what it's going to bring for them, what it's going to do for them, and actually what actions they need to take, rather than relying on somebody else to lead them forward or do something for them. The Three of Wands in the Fears position is actually an interesting card, because this is perhaps a fear of somebody striking out on their own. It's maybe a fear that there have been so many sort of restrictions almost imposed by other people, that have they got the abilities, the capabilities, the talents to be able to strike out on their own, to do their own thing? And I would say, actually, they have. And once they can come through this fog and confusion, and they can actually decide what it is they really want, why they want it, the Ace of Swords at the end is giving them the focus, the strength, the clarity, the willpower to essentially decide where it is they want to go, set their course, and literally get going with it. It may be tough. There may be quite a lot of more mental battles that they've got to overcome, and other people's opinions as well. But the crown at the top of the sword is saying that whatever it is they choose to do, if they focus and take action, then that success will be there for them. So that's sample one of the Celtic Cross. That's the work situation. Now we come to the second one of the sample readings, which is a personal relationship situation. And the person has just asked, what's going on with my relationship? They've not given you any more information than this. So again, lay out the cards in the positions. Have a go at interpreting the cards for yourself first before you listen to my interpretation of it. And any notes, any insights, jot them down in your tarot journal. So with this spread, we've got, first of all, the Four of Swords. And this is crossed by the Seven of Wands. So position one is the Four of Swords. Position two is the Seven of Wands. Position three, which is the root of the situation, is the Six of Cups. Position four, which is the past or just leaving, is the Nine of Swords. The first cards then going forward, we've got the Temperance card, which is position five at the top of the cross. And then position six, which is the next going forward card, we've got the Hanged Man. Position seven, which is the Fears, we've got the Eight of Wands. Position eight, which is the home environment and also other people and their influences, is the Page of Swords. Position nine, which is the Hopes and Wishes, we've got the Two of Swords. And position 10, which is the outcome, we've got the Three of Cups. So bear in mind, this is a personal relationship. So again, look towards the balance of cards. So we've got two major arcana cards, which is the Temperance and the Hanged Man. So these kind of point towards things that are fairly important, fairly significant, maybe fairly deep rooted. We've then got four sword cards, which makes up the majority of the minor arcana cards, which is the Nine of Swords, the Four of Swords, the Page of Swords, and the Two of Swords. We've got one wand card, which is the Eight of Wands, and two cup cards, which is the Six of Cups and the Three of Cups. Again, I would look towards the outcome, first of all, and essentially say to the person that what they're asking about is going to work out okay, because you've got your celebrations, you've got your success, your celebrations, your parties, your happiness at the end, which is the Three of Cups. And sometimes when you're doing readings for people, it's kind of important to start there. So you immediately answer somebody's question and they are perhaps then more likely to listen to the rest of what you've got to say. Now, initially, the situation here, the Four of Swords crossed by the Seven of Wands. You've got somebody here who I would say is quite tired, quite drained, quite run down. They look as if they have been battling with something or someone, which is the Seven of Wands. The root of the situation is something or someone that has come back into their life from the past, which is the Six of Cups. The Six of Cups can relate to children type of issues. It can also be someone coming back into the past, from the past, a situation that's unresolved from the past. And what this seems to have done is created a huge amount of stress and distress and battling for the person that you're reading for. Because in the past, in the just leaving, you've got the Nine of Swords. And the Nine of Swords is pain, grief, desolation, crying, upset, kind of sitting up in the middle of the night, crying, worrying, fretting over something, and really kind of burying the head in the hands and really not knowing what to do and where to go forward. The going forward cards point to a need for balance, which is the Temperance card. It's a card of balance, of healing. It's also a time for nurturing yourself and coming into a place of calm, of gentleness, of healing, maybe forgiving, letting go, releasing, and just kind of being in a place of being able to appreciate yourself. The next of the cards is the Hanged Man, and this can be a card of bringing delays, of things not moving as fast as you would like it to. But it can also be kind of very similar to the Temperance, asking you just to take some time out, just kind of go with the flow of what's going on, what's happening, just almost kind of chill out and see what unfolds, rather than trying to dominate and control the whole situation. The Eight of Wands in the Fears is an interesting card to have there, because the Eight of Wands is usually about things moving forward very rapidly. Now, this may be that the person has a concern that whatever situation this relates to is likely to move forward far faster than they feel they are able to control. But I think the Hanged Man, being a major arcana card, is kind of saying just take a step back, just let it unfold, let things go at their own pace and just kind of see what happens. There are four sword cards here, so the person seems to be in a lot of stress mentally. With the Page of Swords in other people's stroke home environment, I would say there is somebody around the person you're reading for who seems to be somewhat defensive, a bit angry maybe, perhaps even a little bit aggressive. Somebody who is almost having a bit of a teenage hormonal foot stamping temper tantrum type of thing, which might be a young person or it might be an adult that's just behaving in a very, very difficult, totally self-centered sort of way. Their whole attitude is, well, what about me? Think about me. I'm first. I'm important. And very cut off from listening to anybody else. The person here does seem to have a very difficult choice to make in this whole situation. And this is shown by the Two of Swords. And it's kind of one of those decisions where they know in their heart that really they're going to have to make this decision logically. However, there are a lot of other emotional issues involved with it. And really, the only suggestion you can kind of make is that the person does what is best for them. Because although they can take everybody else into consideration, inevitably, whatever decision they make, they're going to end up hurting somebody. So the best thing they can possibly do is make the decision that feels most comfortable to them, for them. And the ultimate outcome, though, however, as we said before, is celebrations, parties, things working out with the Three of Cups, but things working out from an emotional basis. Because although we've asked about a relationship here, the Cups cards, which normally relate to relationships, are quite few and far between. But that's going to work out okay for the person. It just might be a little bit challenging as they're going through. That is the two spreads with the Celtic Cross. The next one we're going to look at is the 21 card Romany Gypsy spread, which is the just generally what is going on in life, what's happening, what's going on. And for this, again, we're going to use the Major Arcana, the Cups, the Wands and the Swords, and lay out three rows of seven cards. So we start from right to left. At the bottom is the past. So you lay the cards 1 to 7 from right to left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Go back to the start, again from right to left, and then lay the cards 8 to 14, which is the present, what's going on now. and then lay another row above that from, again, from right to left, which is 15 to 21. And these are the cards indicating what's going forward. So lay the cards out as follows. Along the bottom row, starting with card one, we've got the Death card. Next to that, Page of Wands. Then King of Swords, Five of Cups, Seven of Swords, Knight of Swords, Two of Wands. So that represents the past. Coming into the present then, so again starting right to left, we've got Magician card, Nine of Wands, Empress, The Lovers, The Hermit, Nine of Cups, Four of Swords. And then the third row, again starting right to left, representing the future, Knight of Wands, The Sun, Five of Wands, Three of Wands, Justice, Ten of Swords, Six of Wands. Looking at this as an overall, we've got quite a few major arcana cards in here, particularly in the present situation, where we've got four out of the seven cards in the middle row for the present are major arcana. So those are quite important, major, significant influences for somebody. Right, starting at the beginning here, so the Death card is indicating massive changes that there have been for somebody. Something has changed enormously. Something has come to an end. There have been endings, new beginnings, and there's been a need to move forward with something. The Page of Wands is indicating some sort of message, some sort of communication that's come to the person. And the King of Swords is somebody who is perhaps very logical, very analytical, very unemotional, very kind of factual, straight down the line type of person. And next to that, you've got the Five of Cups, which is indicating somebody who is looking back, regretting, looking at things that have gone. This may very well tie in with the Death card, because if there have been major changes for somebody and they've had trouble moving on, moving forward, they may be looking back at what there was, looking back at what they perceived to be lost, trying to see how they could maybe bring that back into their lives, and at the same time not seeing the opportunities that there may be in front of them, or maybe some good that perhaps has come out of the changes that they've been through. With the Seven of Swords, they may well be feeling that somebody has really taken from them, has taken them for granted, taken of time, of money, of resources, and understandably, they're probably feeling quite a little, maybe even a little bit vindictive. And the important thing here is with the Knight of Swords is advising them against rushing in. And although this is in the past, it may be that they have rushed in impulsively into trying to deal with something that has come out of the back of these changes. The Two of Wands is indicating somebody that maybe has come to a place where they've got to make a decision of to whether they kind of stay where they are in the sort of status quo type of position, or whether they just go and do something completely different. And as we come into the present, the first of these cards here is the Magician, which essentially says that they are more than capable of doing anything that they choose to do. They've got the talents, the capability, the abilities to do anything they choose to do. They may very well not be realizing those talents and abilities, because the next card, the Nine of Wands, is pointing to the fact that they seem to have gone through a lot of battling. And whilst they've kind of come through with a few battle scars, they may well feel as though they are still battling. There's still ongoing things coming at them. Now, the Empress next to that is sort of saying, well, yes, that is very likely to be the case. However, things are going to work out better for you than you've expected them to. With the Lovers card next to that, this is pointing to something to do with relationships, something that's personal, maybe an attraction to somebody, And actually next to the Empress card is pointing towards this turning out better than you've expected it to. The Hermit card is indicating perhaps a need and a time to spend some time by yourself and really just kind of get to understand yourself, get to know yourself, and perhaps off the back of all of these changes as well, maybe some time on your own really would do you some good. Although next to that, we've got the Nine of Cups, which is sort of satisfaction, contentment. The card that follows it is the Four of Swords, which is saying is there is a need to take some time out, to rest, to relax, recuperation. And as we go forward into the future line, we've got the Knight of Wands, which is something to do with property, possibly moving, or maybe looking at an additional property. The Sun card next to that is actually saying that the person is starting to feel a lot better in themselves. They may be starting to feel a bit stronger health-wise, a bit stronger physically, perhaps a little bit more of a positive attitude towards life. There do seem to be still some ongoing battles that they've got, which is the Five of Wands. And what it's saying there is important is to deal with the issues rather than getting too involved in fighting with the people themselves. This is perhaps a time now for the person to be reviewing where they want to go, how far they've come, and maybe just looking at blazing their own trail out into the world, which is the Three of Wands. It's saying that help and support will be there for them as they need it, but they perhaps just need to work out what it is they want to do, where they want to go, and start on that track. They've got the Justice card then, which is in the future. This may relate to legal, official situations. It may relate to a need for balance between the inner and the outer. If it's official situations, they are likely to be feeling quite let down, maybe a little bit stabbed in the back with the Ten of Swords, maybe really feel as though someone has taken from them. However, with that card, there is the light in the dawn. There's the light at the end of the tunnel, if you like. There is a new day beginning. And the ultimate card here that we've got at the end is the Six of Wands, which is victory, success, things working out as you would like them to, and perhaps even better than you've expected them to. So that's a sample interpretation of those cards. In addition to looking at them from right to left, just look at the overall picture of what you've got there. Look to see whether overall they're bright, optimistic cards. You can also then, for practice, read the columns from bottom to top to kind of see what you've got there as well. So I hope you enjoyed this sample reading with the 21 card spread using the Major Arcana, the Cups, the Wands and the Swords. Keep practicing. So having done my spread that I've suggested, shuffle up all the cards again for yourself and lay them all out again side by side and just practice what you can see and just practice laying them out and just notice the different interpretations. Just notice what comes to you and make a note of it in your tarot journal. I'm Amanda Goldston of www.learntarotonline.com, and I'll be back with you again very soon.